From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. This is Beaujolais Nouveau Day, the traditional release date of current vintage unaged wine from the Beaujolais region of France. It's also time to consider what you might want to serve with your Thanksgiving meal. So later in the show, WGCU's Julie Glenn will talk wine with a local purveyor of natural wines about what works with turkey and what the new natural wine trend is all about. But first, the Naples-based band The Good Bad Kids is here to perform live in studio. This duo's high-energy mix of Americana, folk, rock, punk, and bluegrass, original songs and covers, regularly brings audiences to their feet at performance venues throughout Florida and beyond. Earlier this year, the band toured the southeastern U.S., playing venues and promoting their debut album, Howdy, and they're currently working on coming out with a second studio album. The group performs prolifically throughout southwest Florida, including a show tomorrow night at Momentum Brewhouse in Bonita Springs, and on Saturday night at the Celtic Ray in Punta Gorda. You can also catch them next Wednesday at the Catch 41 Bar and Grill in Naples, and they'll also be performing at Southwest Florida venues throughout the next 2 months. You can go online to thegoodbadkids.com and see a full schedule of performance venues. But joining us now in studio are band members Nikki D'Agostino and Matt McWaters, who both serve as lead vocalists, delivering tight vocal harmonies. McWaters also plays guitar and harmonica with Nikki on ukulele and percussion. Nikki and Matt, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Hey, thank you for having us.
It's good to be here, John.
And I invite listeners to join the conversation as well. You can connect with our guests by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. Or on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And first of all, I gave kind of a brief description of the band, but how would you describe or characterize your music?
That's always a really hard one.
Right?
It is. But we're going with Americana rock, folk rock. It's the easiest umbrella.
Keeping it a little general makes it easier for us and our ADD because we are always wanting to try new things. But, you know, if you start to say we play punk, grass, rockabilly, you know, whatever, hey, and just list everything we do, it might confuse people, but
sure,
you know,
but gives people an idea.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about how the band got started. I understand the Good Bad Kids made their debut as the duo we have now, and this was on New Year's Day in 2014, and according to your Facebook page, quote, with a beat up guitar, a tambourine, and your voices.
That's pretty spot on right there. Although I will say we came up with the concept and kind of created the band in the October prior.
Mm-hmm.
So we technically formed in 2013, but we really didn't open ourselves to the to
we
the
didn't
public
play our
or anything.
First official gig.
Gotcha.
Like we did open mics and stuff, but.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of you are engaged as well. Was the band something that formed out of your relationship, or did the relationship grow out of the band?
The band formed out of the relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been together for 5 years. It's been 10 years now. We were together 5 years, and the band's been together for 4.
All right. Well, I don't want to make people wait any longer. Let's go ahead and hear your first, live in studio selection today. What are we going to, first of all, tell us what we're going to be hearing and maybe introduce it a little bit for us.
Well, we're going to play our song Howdy, which is, you know, as you previously mentioned, we do have one album out present. And this is the title track off of it. We recorded the whole thing in a palm tree farm barn, out in Boquelia, Pine Island. And, I don't even think this song was originally planned on being part of any of it. We booked the thing for 2 days, and we got everything that we wanted to do on the first day done. And then we had an entire second day, and we were, well, what do we do with ourselves? And I kind of had, this song started, and we finished it together and recorded it that day.
I believe we finished, like, 3 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, let's go ahead and hear Howdy.
All right. Give it a shot.
Howdy, how do you do? If I told you my story, would you tell me yours too? I'm feeling ready. I need a change of pace. I'm getting tired of waiting, of playing the games. Sorrow replaced by song. Oh, honey, sweet love of mine. Through our ups and our downs, we intertwine. And if love is blind, lead the way. Life's too short. Let's make the most of the day.
Lovely. Matt McWaters and Nikki Ray DiAgostino, they make up the members of the band The Good Bad Kids. That was Howdy, the title track off of their debut album, and they joined us live in studio today. Guys, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks. We purposely didn't warm up today. Just to make this as live
this was
and
on
real
purpose.
As possible.
Excellent.
One is kind of early for musicians.
Yes. And I've noticed the band has changed a bit over the years. There was this period, I think, in late 2015, early 2016, where I had first seen you guys, and it was sort of serendipitous. I accidentally was at a venue you were performing at, and then serendipitously, it seemed like every time I went out, you were playing. And it's changed a bit. Nikki, you're now playing drums. And the first time I heard you perform, you were not. Is that something that you've picked up along the way? Or have you been a percussionist for a long time?
Well, I mean, I guess technically I've been a percussionist for the band for a long time because I've been playing tambourine. And I guess that's how I picked up the tempo. But I've only been playing drums for about 2 years now. I love it. I do love it a lot. And, you know, I'm sad I couldn't bring the whole kit and blow everybody away. Way too loud. But it's something that I've been learning, and I really, really enjoy it.
Our original drummer on the first album, Dempsey Jones, had been kind of teaching her on the side. And he moved to Asheville. And we were about to embark on our first tour. And so it was like, oh, crap, what do we do? You know, and she was like, I'll try to hold it down for us. you know, for about a month, and then we'll find a replacement. But I mean, when that month was up, it was just this feels good. This feels right, you know. You
could tell she was,
yeah, absolutely.
It really was.
Yeah. Everything that pretty much describes this band, I would say. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's yeah. Maybe that can be the second album. Trial by. No, I'm kidding.
That's actually a really.
I don't have a name yet.
Really. Well, tell us about your musical upbringings. Did you start performing or singing at an early age, Nikki?
Well, I was a church choir kid.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Was this in Indiana?
No, that was when I went to when I was in college.
Okay.
I was in the St. Mary's Woman's choir. It was awesome. But you know, I didn't even realize that there was any sort of musical scene in Florida, even though, you know, I grew up here. I was just pretty sheltered from all that. So I started singing in like choir and at church and stuff. But my musical upbringing, I know both of our dads taught both of us really early on about the Beatles. Mm-hmm. So we love the
so
Beatles.
Important.
It
yes.
is. It really is.
And Matt, what about you, since you both came from musical families? And I also understand you're one of those rare Southwest Florida natives.
Uh-huh. I am. I am. Well, she is
we
as
both
well.
Are.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, okay.
You know, but we definitely, I think, were introduced to a lot of the same things the same way. For me, I don't know why, but I mean, ever since I was a kid, as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to play guitar and to sing. And, you know, when I was 13 years old, my parents got me my first guitar, and it's been all downhill since then.
Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Well, you know, we recently spoke with Frankie Colt of Cobras and Angela Page of The Young Dead when they were talking about their Rock for Equality benefit concert, which the Good Bad Kids participated in as well. And they were both waxing poetic about the joy of being able to perform music and collaborate creatively with their partner. And I was wondering if the two of you echo that sentiment, or if, you know, I'm also, you guys remind me a little bit of the Civil Wars, and I can't help but thinking about how horribly things ended for their relationship, even though the music was so great. And I'm wondering if you see like benefits or pitfalls to being together and performing together.
Well, at the current moment, this is probably the first time in a while that we've both have had, you know, day jobs or whatever while being musicians. Mm-hmm. But for the longest time, I mean, you know, we were just full-time musicians spending every waking second together, and that bred some interesting times in the band and relationship. But
it wasn't
say,
just us. It was the band. It was
right,
all of us.
Yeah.
We're all together all the time.
But, you know, I'd say more than anything, you know, if we've ever had like a really tough spot in our relationship, we were having a hard time, and we go play a really good show and have ourselves a good time, you know, the night always ends with us saying that there's just nothing quite like singing and playing music with each other. And so it really is, it's everything to us. There's nothing quite like it.
Excellent. Well, enough chatter from me. Let's hear another selection. First of all, tell us what we're going to play and maybe say a little something about it.
All right, we're going to do a newer song that I wrote. This one is Hooligans. This one was written on our first tour. We were missing all our friends and stuff. But we did actually just record this one and should be releasing it soonish here. But, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as we do, you know, people are going to want to check out Nikki made a great website for us, thegoodbadkids.com, and also we have a Facebook page. So, you know, we'll be putting up on there as soon as the thing's done and finally mixed and all that. But here's the one that she wrote.
All my friends are hooligans, but I must admit they're the best people. Sisters and brothers looking out for each other, raising hell until that rooster crows. Yeah, we sleep in the day and wake with the moon. We're morning sun that rises too soon. We're burning out oil with flame. I love you.
Matt McWaters and Nikki D'Agostino are the Good Bad Kids. That was their song Hooligans, which we just learned was composed when they were on the road this past summer. And again, that was promoting and performing at venues regarding their debut album, Howdy. And they are in the process of making a new album, and maybe hear Hooligans on that second album.
You certainly will.
You will hear it.
All right. Well, I just mentioned the tour this past summer. I was maybe hoping you could tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, everywhere from Atlanta to Asheville to Charleston. What's the best part about being on tour, and what's the worst?
Easily the worst part is no matter how hard you try, you're going to come back broke. You're going to come back broke. And it's worth it. Everything, you know, that we get to do on the road is totally worth it.
We've made some of the what might be the worst parts to others be a little bit better on us. We built out our van and kind of framed it and everything. And we have a bed in there. And everything's all set up to be, you know, specific to what we need on the road, and makes it really easy for us. The best part's really hard to decide because there's a lot of memories being made, a lot of things you've never seen before, a lot of wonderful people you get to meet.
A lot of lifelong friends we've made now because of tour.
Yeah.
That might be my personal favorite. We get to meet new people and just venture in new directions and everything like that. Just being able to be in a new environment, a new city, be influenced by it artistically and capitalize on that is a really good feeling. It just feels nice as an artist, I think.
All right. And I also wanted to ask about if you have an approach to playing original tunes versus playing covers. Because I know, when you're performing for an audience, people like hearing those songs that they know. But at the same time, you want your infectious original songs to embed themselves in your fans' brains. And I remember specifically one of the first covers I ever heard you perform was Foster the People's Pumped Up Kicks.
Oh, my God.
And I just loved
it. That
was a long time ago.
I just loved it because, you know, so often you hear covers that are – they seem to obviously be emulating the original studio performance, but you guys had your own take on it. It was so unique.
We came up with that with our buddies, George and Kelly of My Girl, My Whiskey and Me, when we were in that band. And we all did that one together. And that was always a really fun one to do.
Aww. It was some sort of like bluegrass fusion.
Yeah.
That song, you know, it was definitely odd, but I think, in this area, it's almost necessary to have to play covers to get by, to play in decent venues, and for people's reactions in general. But our kind of loophole on that is taking, you know, those songs and making them something totally different, you know, that ties into our original sound.
Right.
So that, you know, it's not – nothing feels really quite out of place. You know, you're getting to know us even though we're not – playing an original song, per se.
And then on top of that, some of our original compositions include parts that we came up with for arrangements of cover songs.
After we had dropped the cover, yeah.
And we took that part that we arranged and we threw it into another original. So we're always creating new things.
It's a fun way to think of new concepts and keep it fresh.
Gotcha. Well, what about your approach to when you are writing original music? Is this something that you do together, or do you kind of go off in your own corner and then sort of come to Matt saying, hey, I've got this. Let's work on this.
We've done it both ways.
Yeah, it never really comes out the same. The process is never the same. It could be anything that – it could be all happening right then and there. It could be written that day together, face to face. It could be written separately, and we just kept adding on from there. You know, you really never know. But that's kind of the fun of it. But it does get frustrating.
I wish there was a specific process that just worked every time.
Should get organized.
Do you usually start with lyrics, or again, it totally depends?
I tend to start out with lyrics, but I feel like Matt can you do either, really.
Mm-hmm. It just depends on the day. You know, I never know.
All right. And again, I mentioned your album Howdy is available on iTunes, CD mm-hmm. Baby, Apple Music, Spotify. What was the process like of you know, really getting in the studio and recording that first album? That's got to be just so great.
It's wild.
It was, you know, because it was such a non-traditional studio experience. Like, we recorded in the section of the barn that used to be like the freezer area, so it has insulation, which makes it a really good sounding room for recording.
And sans metal, of course, for the freezer. They ripped all that out, I guess, and the foam was still there or whatever, and there's rugs everywhere and dim lit, you know. I think we stumbled across a black light and somehow hooked it up to like hang over Dempsey's drum set at the time. So he had this random black light above him, and we just tried to give it a very fun, different feel, you know, and that definitely bled into the album.
Are you looking for a kind of a unique space to record this second album as well?
Can't really say.
I think we
have found our place, you know. We feel pretty confident on it. Listening to this recording that she had mentioned earlier of Hooligans, which, by the way, it's been great because the song's originally electric, you know, so it's kind of cool right now for us to be doing it acoustic. But yeah, there's electric guitar and ukulele and acoustic guitar and upright bass on this song in its studio version.
Taken one take.
Yeah, she did. She was so nervous about it. She was about to throw up the night before. And I was like, everything's going to be fine, you know. You're worrying too much. Shows up, does her drum take in one take, her ukulele track in one take, right? And then your vocal track only took a couple of tries. And then I was the one that had the hard time. It took me forever to get my part down.
That's just because you're a perfectionist, though, Bun.
Well, I wanted to talk about giving back as well, because, you know, we mentioned the Rock for Equality, the benefit concert you had played at. And I also saw on your Facebook page that back in September you'd played with some students at the Gator Music Student Recital at Whiskey Park in Naples. Tell us about that. Who are these students, and were you actually performing with them?
Well, Matt works at Gator Music Supply in Naples.
Downtown Naples, off of Tamiami. I've been working there for a few months now, but the owner, Dave, and I have known each other for some years. He's this guitar I'm playing right here, this Breedlove. I got it at the shop, and he's just always taken good care of me. Anthony, that does the lessons in the back, is an amazing guy, and we're all good friends.
And he's giving me guitar lessons right now as well. I'll be actually playing guitar at the Christmas student recital, which I'm really excited about.
Yes. All right.
We actually did. There was another one that had just happened this past week, you know. And but Anthony, the guitar teacher, he'll put on these little recitals. And it's very fun because sometimes they seem to be like they're, you know, themed. We had the one that you were mentioning originally was like a classic country kind of theme. So, you know, I got up there and sang some Kenny Rogers or whatever while they were all playing. And this past one didn't necessarily have one, but there will be a holiday special at the next one.
And it's really awesome to be there with the students because the students are range in age from what, like 6 to 70. He teaches everyone and they all participate and these student recitals. And it's really cool to be able to see, you know, like the younger ones and talk to them and they'd be like, well, I think I want to do this. And it's awesome to be like, yeah, you totally can. Do it. Let me make you sound awesome.
Right.
Because I run the sound.
More than anything, we run sound for those things.
Yeah.
And sing a couple of tunes along with them, but not necessarily play drums or anything like that.
All right. Well, I think we've got time for about one more tune. So once again, just tell us a little bit about it and I can't wait.
Oh, man. All right.
You can do it.
All right. I think I can do this one.
This is our newest.
Yeah, our newest original song that we've played out. This is just a song that didn't come to me necessarily in a day. It was something that had been written over a couple of months. Just every once in a while, I'd think of a line, and Nikki helped me finish it off, and you know, it's called Still It Insists, and it's been a lot of fun for us. Hopefully, I don't screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
someone sitting on my shoulder. The mouth is running like a motor. Is it the devil? Or is my mind unwound? My hands, they tremble, but can't ignore the sound.
Thank you so much. We've been listening to Nikki Ray DeAugustino and Matt McWaters. They are the Good Bad Kids. You can catch them tomorrow night at Momentum Brewhouse in Bonita Springs, on Saturday at the Celtic Ray in Punta Gorda, next Wednesday, November 22nd at Catch 41 Bar and Grill in Naples, and the following Friday, November 24th at Pointy Bell Brewing Company. That's in Fort Myers. For a full list of their upcoming venues, you can check out their Facebook page or thegoodbadkids.com. Nikki, Matt, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, my
Thank
goodness.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much for having us.
Seriously.
True pleasure.
And as we go out, we're going to hear a track from their debut album, Howdy, called My Little Girl in Tennessee. This is a recording, but we're taking a short break. And when we return, natural wines. They're garnering a lot of attention lately. But what exactly does it mean for a wine to be considered natural? Host Julie Grin will be in the host seat after the break to talk with a local shop owner who's dedicated his entire store to the concept. That story's just after this. This is Gulf Coast Live on WGCU. Stay with us.